Page 172. Kenya Conservancy and Tourism.
We were trying to find a way to expand the protected area of Habitat for Wildlife beyond the reserve, because there was a dispersal area that was historically part of the Mara ecosystem, and wildlife had been migrating in there for years. Now, with the increased human population, increased settlement, subdivision of land, fencing, alternative land use, the habitat for wildlife was disappearing rapidly. That was the first reason, was to try and expand the area of protected habitat. Secondly, the Maasai people who owned the land were not really benefiting from tourism. They'd been bypassed. They were really just sort of onlookers as the minibuses came in from all directions. Maybe some of them could be employed as tribal dancers or as askaris, but they weren't really participating greatly in tourism. In recent years, a guiding school was set up in order to train the Maasai to fit them to be guides in the reserve for visiting tourists. And we felt that by expanding into the conservancies, which were on land leased from the Maasai, we would be able to create jobs for the local people. And that indeed is what has happened. So that the Maasai had a twofold positive benefit from the conservancies. Firstly, rent from the land that they put into the conservancies, and secondly, employment opportunities as guides and drivers and as staff in the camps and as rangers in the conservancies.
Copyright MEACT Kenya.